Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
3 o'clock, Tiger Baseball, 40 minutes. And look, it's what we've been talking about outside of the football today. It's a couple of different things. Your over-unders, 80.5. Rico highlighted the early schedule. They haven't been over 500 on May 1st since 2016. You don't play anybody your first 11 games. You play teams I think you're better than.
Yeah.
So would it kill you to get out to a decent start? And we talked about a couple other things. I mean, I'm 84 wins. Rico's 86. Kenny's 83. It's just we all think they'll be better than last year, but not good enough to get us what we want. And I put that squarely on Scott Harris and ownership.
See, I think they'll be good enough that they still become buyers like they tried to do last year. Well, actually, they were sellers in the end. They were trying to get rid of E-Rod, but he wasn't going to be here anyway. But that they'll pick up somebody at the trade deadline that will help push them into that final couple of weeks of the season where they can actually see if they can win this division. That's what I see. So that's why I got them at 86.
248-539-9797. The other thing, Javi Baez. Where's Harvey? He's hitting eighth. And I think it's important because this is a move they really didn't want to make last year. There were multiple shows we came on the air going, wait, AJ, you're batting him cleanup? Really? Starting the season eighth, AJ Hinch has a tone about Javi Baez that is appropriate, which is simple. Look, he's got a hit. I mean, we're going to put him at the bottom of the order, see what we can do. That's the equivalent of saying we've given up. He is what he is. Last stop. I do wonder if we get 30 games in, 50 games in, if there's a chance our dream comes true and Harvey is just DFA'd. Look, Kreidler outplayed him in spring training. It wouldn't be hard. A dead guy would have outplayed him. But if you're a team and you're all about young and developing, we don't want to block anybody, the ultimate blockade is a corpse at shortstop who hasn't been league average since the day you signed him. In fact, he's been about 20% worse.
The only justification you have for playing him is because of how much money he makes, not what it hit the production on the field.
Yeah, and I don't care. 248-539-9797. I also want to ask these questions. Just some fun opening day questions for you guys. You could pass on these if you have an opinion on one, all, whatever it is. So I asked you earlier, does Javi finish the year with the team? You say yes. Kenny says yes. I'm saying no. I think there's actually a chance this guy's not here. I'll say no for fun.
Question, I hope you're right.
I know. Question two. Torque hits at least 35 homers. His ascension into becoming Pete Alonso.
Wait, hold on. I get to do you. Mike, that's a good number, Mike.
Is this a receipts thing? Are we keeping receipts here?
No, the receipts will come a little bit later. I wonder, Kenny, wait for David.
I let the deflator do that stuff. I don't need to hold
it. It's
receipts.
A real deflator move, right?
I'm just trying to have a baseball conversation with friends.
Kenny, I'm waiting for David, but you know what? Any home runs hit over the weekend will be counted. So these are bonus home runs. 35. I want to say yes.
Okay. The deflator. Kenny.
I'm with the deflator again. I'll say yes.
All right. Tarek Skubal finishes top three in Cy Young voting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. He seems sad about it, Kenny.
No, I think it's going to be one of those things where it won't be his fault. It'll be because of the team he plays for.
Yeah, that win-loss record seems to be important to a lot of people for some reason.
It's the dumbest stat for pitchers on the face of the earth.
I agree.
Where he's sitting there at 14-11, but he balled out and did everything else. But, yeah, we can't give the Cy Young winner to a 14-11 pitcher.
His whip is fine. His ERA isn't terrible. But you know what? Yeah, no, I'm with you, Rico.
By the way, last year, if you want to know the numbers he needs to step off of, a 2.8 ERA, he gave you 15 starts, obviously. We're looking for closer to, like, I don't know, double the innings at like 160. But in 80 innings, he had 102 strikeouts. This is a guy that if he is able to pitch 160 innings, he could have 220 strikeouts. High strikeout, low ERA, flashy. He's got electric stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's not going to be on his own undoing. It's going to be because of the team he plays for.
All right. This is a personal one for me. Jack Flaherty gets hurt.
Again.
Flaherty hasn't been good since 19. I'm rooting for him, and I know his velo is up in spring. But Jack Flaherty staying healthy, those two things don't really go together. Does Jack Flaherty make as many as 20 starts for this baseball team?
No.
Okay, Kenny.
Yeah, once the injury bug strikes pitchers, it's tough.
It keeps coming back.
Yeah. All right, let's.
Well, all of a sudden, yeah, you get that walk out to the mound. I thought I heard something. Skip.
Let's let, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yep. Let's let the deflator partake in this one. You know what? Here we go. Colt Keith finishes top five in AL Rookie of the Year voting.
I do think he's going to have a good year. I'm going to go yes.
Inflator. All right, go ahead, Kenny.
Inflate. Yeah, I'm with you, Rico. Top five.
All right.
Better stop agreeing with me so much, Kenny.
All right. The last one. And it's interesting. Casey Mize regains some of our hope by being the Tigers' third best arm.
No.
Deflator. All right, go ahead.
He'll be injured by June.
Yes. Oh, come on.
See, I didn't say that. Kenny Cott said that.
Nice. I'll be the deflator for a segment. That's fine.
All right, let's go to the ticket text, 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Kenny.
John from Shelby, I'm over here thinking 85 wins. We will definitely win today by two. So run line, I guess, if you want to bet.
Well, I mean, it's the White Sox. Don't look to me for baseball betting. Pete Rose.
That's why these first 11 games, no pressure, but you're never going to have it this easy.
Why is Kerry Carpenter on the bench to start this season, Mike, from Westland?
Because he doesn't play against lefties. And this is the guy you were upset at that I, God forbid, wanted to, quote, block by bringing in a J.D. Martinez or a Matt Chapman. I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't play against lefties.
This is business as usual for the Tigers. They have two jobs, be in the mix by the 4th of July and take us to Lions football.
Yeah, but all right, let me ask this question to the people. You're driving around, it's opening day, and I know it's not home opening day, but guys, when do we stop with that? When is that not enough? Think about how sad that is. This is a team that hasn't been relevant in a decade, hasn't been 500 after the month of April in 8 years. And literally, we all have accepted, hey, can they just not be total ass by the time the Lions open up camp? Like, when is that not enough? Help me understand you.
I guess until they finally do something, Mike. But yeah, I'm with you. Like last year showed you. Okay, it was kind of fun. All of a sudden it was August and we were still talking baseball. There was still a chance that you could do something in a bad division. But yeah, it's just, I think now with the excitement of the Lions, people just want something. You know what it reminds me of? And you'll get this, Mike. back in the day, it was MSU football. Can you at least get us to March Madness? I mean, Midnight Madness. And then we'll start caring about hoop season.
You must have been talking to different people. You never heard those words leave my mouth.
No, I'm talking when you were a student, not when you were on the air. I'm talking like back in the day.
Okay.
Back when you still liked them.
Back when Nick Saban had his original nickname? What was it? Nick the...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 2485-3990. Yeah, Nick Saban at Michigan State wasn't very nice to people.
No.
All right, we'll get more of the people. We'll continue it along. It's an opening day. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball in about 30 minutes. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.